With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Ukrainian President Zelensky plans to meet with President Trump later today to discuss a peace plan that would end the Russia-Ukraine war. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Zelensky says he'll travel to Florida for talks with the president on Sunday. The Ukrainian leader told reporters the two will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine and said the 20-point peace plan that's been under discussion is about 90% ready. The announced meeting suggests that negotiators have made significant progress. Last month, Donald Trump said he would meet with Zelensky only when the deal to the war is final or in its final stages. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The shopping rush leading up to Christmas is over, and in its place, like every year, another has begun as millions of people hunt for post-holiday deals and get in line to return gifts.
Holiday spending using cash or cards through Sunday has topped last year's haul. According to data released this week by Visa's Consulting and Analytics Division and MasterCard Spending Pulse. But growing unease over the U.S. economy and higher prices have altered the behavior of some Americans. More are hitting thrift stores and other discounters in place of malls. According to data from Placer.ai, the firm tracks people's movements based on cell phone usage. And they're sticking more closely to shopping lists and doing more research before buying. I'm Bernie Bennett.
California is dropping a lawsuit against the Trump administration over the federal government's withdrawing of $4 billion for the state's long-delayed high-speed rail project. The Trump administration says the authority running the project doesn't have a viable plan to complete it. The California group is seeking private investors to support the project, estimated to cost more than $100 billion. The project receives most of its funding from the state. More news at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington poses the question, are you a practicing Christian?
According to a poll from the Barna Group, to qualify as a practicing believer, you have to identify as a Christian, attend church at least monthly, and agree that your faith is very important in your life. The Barna survey reveals that only 24% of Americans qualify as practicing Christians, while 48% are non-practicing Christians. The percentage of practicing believers has been in decline since about 2010, while the non-practicing have increased. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Australian state of New South Wales is proposing a ban on public displays of the ISIS flag and other extremist symbols. This follows the mass shooting at Sydney's Bondi Beach this month that killed 15 people. The draft laws include penalties of up to 2 years in prison and fines. Premier Chris Minns says chants like Globalize the Enfantada was also banned. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has pledged to curb radicalization and hate. This is SRN News. The African Union is rejecting Israel's recognition of Somalia's breakaway region.
On Friday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made Israel the first country to recognize Somaliland, Somalia's breakaway region, as an independent nation. And Netanyahu and Somaliland's president, Abdurrahman Mohamed Abdallah, signed a joint declaration.
I want you to know that I'm signing now, as we speak, Israel's official recognition of Somaliland and its right of self-determination.
On Saturday, Africa's regional governance bodies rejected the recognition. The African Union says it undermines Somalia's sovereignty and risks peace and stability on the continent. I'm Donna Water.
A bombing at a mosque in Syria has killed 8 people and wounded 20 more. Preliminary investigations indicate an explosive device were planted inside the mosque. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.